In Venezuela, crime and violence force many people indoors, but others adapt, including one group of athletes in the capital that's found safety in numbers. NPR's Juan Forero reports.
It's dusk in Caracas, and for many, that's a signal to get inside.
Your house becomes your own prison. You have a curfew after, 8, 9 o'clock at night. You better be home, because otherwise you can get in trouble.
Arturo Hidalgo would know. He's been robbed before and says the result is a deep-seated fear. And for an avid runner, that's a problem. But Hidalgo is fighting back with numbers. With 300 like-minded joggers, in fact. It's called Runners Venezuela. Hidalgo and a group of friends came up with the idea.
We run together. We take care of each other. We go back and forth. We look for the last one. We don't leave till the last one is accounted for.
Caracas is one of the world's most dangerous cities, forcing people to take extraordinary measures to avoid trouble. Many take to the streets with decoy phones, a cheap $20 model, to avoid losing an expensive smartphone in a robbery. Some drive low-key cars because they fear kidnappers target those in fancier vehicles. One woman spoke of how she leaves the bank waving her receipt, so any robber would know she just made a deposit. Chamel Akel runs a security firm, Akel Elite Corps. He's spotting a new trend, people hiring bodyguards for an event or by the night.
People go sometimes for restaurant dinner, but they know that after 10 o'clock they have to go home. They call us. They want an armored car or a close protection vehicle outside or a bodyguard that goes with them from the restaurant to their house. So it's incredible.
Gilberto Aldana is a psychologist whose patients include crime victims. He knows the issue intimately. He's been robbed four times.
Adaptarse a la circunstancia.
People look to adapt to the circumstances, Aldana says, but they still suffer the consequences.
¿Cómo eso impacta sobre nuestra salud? Significativamente.
The impact on our health is significant because there's anxiety, Aldana says. There's always concern about whether to go out or not and how to avoid becoming a victim. He says no one can live like that. But of course they do, like Andrea Pereira. She's 23, a recent college graduate, and she's also a runner. Cooled by a nighttime breeze, she gathers with nearly 300 others at the main plaza in the Palos Grandes neighborhood. Some run just over a mile, others up to six. I join them.
This is like the first leg of the run. It's only a few hundred yards from where we started, but it was all uphill. And so now we're here with these people. They're starting to get a little tired, but they're happy. They're all together, a nice big group, and this means safety. So this is what they're in it for.
Andrea Pereira says she loves every minute of it.
I started running when I was 17. I was really young, and I started running in the street every day. I went out in the street and go running and running. I was free.
But as crime became rampant, she began to take all kinds of precautions. No jewelry when she went out, regular phone updates to her worried mother, and no more running alone, until she discovered Runners Venezuela.
I said, Mom, I'm going with a big group. She was a big group running at night here in Caracas. You have to be kidding me. I was like, yes, Mom, you have to see.
So now she heads out with Hidalgo's group for a long-distance run that is anything but lonely. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.